top 10 reasons homes don't sell in 2023 and how to avoid those mistakes. The residential real estate market in 2023 will eventually begin to shift much more towards a buyer's market than a seller's market, and more homes for sale will be coming off the market unsold. As interest rates keep increasing and other things change in the world, war, inflation, uncertainty in employment, the economy, etc., homes on the market that aren't selling will be much more prevalent. When a property is listed for sale and doesn't sell during the listing contract, it is known as an expired listing. So, how exactly is a buyer's market or seller's market determined? Without getting into too many details, a buyer's market has more than 6 months of inventory based on closed sales. A seller's market is also known as having less than 3 months of inventory based on closed sales, and a neutral or balanced market is defined as 3 to 6 months of inventory based on closed sales. The bottom line is that it will get harder for sellers to sell their homes. Here are the top 10 reasons why homes don't sell, and also what to do to get your home sold. Number 1, photo order. According to a 2015 Microsoft study, the average attention span for a person is 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. Each year, it gets shorter and shorter, and I'm sure that in the year 2023, it will be way less than 8 seconds. Most real estate apps and websites are set up to show only the first photo of a home. To get to the next one, you need to click on the next one, and so on. The problem is that almost all realtors and for sale by owner sellers put the front of the home as the first photo. Nearly all homes' best photos aren't the front of the house. The problem is that with an 8 second attention span and probably becoming much closer to 2 seconds, most potential buyers may never have the patience to get to the best photo or features of the home and will click on the next property. Solution. Put at least the first 5 best pictures of the home as the first 5 photos. Most people who have clicked through the property's top 5 photos will continue to click away to see the others. Number 2, price band errors. Most homes are listed at prices that have nines instead of whole numbers, which are similar to how Amazon or discount stores price items. For example, it is extremely common for a property to be listed at $499,990 instead of $500,000. Doing this is a major mistake. Most real estate websites and apps have price bands that end in whole numbers. For example, Zillow's price bands are $300,000 to $400,000 and $400,000 to $500,000. When a home is priced at $499,990, none of the buyers searching from $500,000 to $600,000 would see the home in that search. What makes it worse is that the lower price band buyer is at his limit, whereas the higher price banded buyer would be at his beginning point. If the property is on the market for $500,000, both sets of customers would be able to see the home in their search. Solution. If possible, price the home in a way that it will be in both price bands, $500,000 instead of $499,990. Number 3, not doing research before putting a home on the market. Hardly any real estate agents or for sale by owner sellers check to see if there are any open permits, violations, or additional liens on the property. In our 20 plus years selling luxury real estate, we have heard many agents tell us that they were less than a week from closing when they found out that there was either an open permit, violation, or additional liens on the home. The sellers had already paid their moving company to move their furniture, but they weren't able to close in the end. Talk about a major headache and loss of money. The solution? Have your attorney or realtor guide you in the right direction to do your due diligence on your home before putting it on the market. Number 4, the realtors think they know how to market on social media, but have no clue. If we had to give you our best guess regarding how many realtors or sellers know how to market on social media effectively, we would say less than 1% know what to do. The majority of agents have very few sales that they made from a direct social media advertisement post or know how to market to the right buyers looking for the home they have listed. The main reason is that they are guessing and don't spend the time and effort to know who to engage with on social media and the web. This solution is a lot more complicated than other solutions. Because it is, we created a video that shares what we do. If you are listening to this on a podcast, text us at 305-439-3031 and we will send you a link to the video. Number five, not spending the time to get the home properly prepared and staged before photos and videos. Almost all real estate agents are so worried about the average days their listing is on the market. Before it has an offer accepted, they speed up the process to get the home online. The majority of the time, the home isn't ready to be shown or photo ready. A seller only has one chance to make a first impression on buyers that have many choices to select from. The solution. Don't be in such a rush to get the home on the market. If more time is spent upfront getting the home staged, personal photos removed, and decluttered, a great first impression will be made. And many times the home will be on the market much less time than if it wasn't done. Number six, hiring someone you know without interviewing other agents to see who is most qualified. More than 90% of all realtors do the same thing. Put up a for sale sign, enter the home on the MLS, promote the home on a bunch of websites, hold an open house, advertise ineffectively on social media, and make a brochure for the home. As home inventories increase, doing only these things will most probably not get the home sold. If the seller is lucky enough to sell the home using these basic techniques, the length of time for the sale will usually be much longer, and the amount netted for the seller will be less. The solution: interview real estate agents. Until an agent is found that has an effective marketing plan of action with a proven track record and many testimonials from satisfied clients. If you're listening to this on a podcast, make sure to contact us and we will send you our team's marketing plan of action, track record, and numerous testimonials. Number seven, not having the right network of buyers and agents that sell homes in your area. The average agent will email blast every client and every realtor on his her list on every listing they have for sale. It may sound like a good idea, but it is the worst idea. Almost always, there are many people on an email list that aren't interested in the email. They will look at your email as spam. They could live in a different area, aren't interested in the email topic, or for numerous other reasons. When people see emails from a sender that they aren't interested in, they will often ignore the rest of the emails sent over time, even those they would have been interested in. If enough spam reports are communicated by those receiving the emails, that sender can be blacklisted, which means that their emails will go directly to the spam folder. The solution: categorize the recipients that receive an email. For example, a person could be tagged as a buyer looking to purchase in Miami Beach or a realtor who sells homes in Key Biscayne. If the realtor has a new listing in Orlando, it won't make sense to email the agent in Key Biscayne. Sending smaller email campaigns, also known as bursts, to relevant groups will substantially increase the open rates and cause the emails to have a much lower chance of going to a spam folder. A much better way to do it is for the agents to personally call or text all the buyers and agents individually to let them know about something they are probably interested in. One of the things that we can all probably relate to is the following: getting an email that seems to be a personalized email that is actually being sent to a group of people. Gmail will ask the person if he wants to unsubscribe from the sender. The email sender obviously fools no one when the recipient sees that the personalized message isn't very personal at all. Obviously, it's a very ineffective way to communicate. The seller interviewing the realtor should also ensure that that agent knows many real estate agents and clients to help get the home sold. We have personal relationships with buyers and agents in all areas of the United States and 57 countries. Number eight, not using emotional video and photography. The average agent is incredibly cheap when it comes to spending money on marketing. Many will take the photos themselves on their iPhones or Android cameras. If they happen to do a video, they will usually do it on their own, do it as a slideshow with still photos, or hire a subpar videographer. As mentioned earlier in this article, a seller only has one chance to make a great first impression. Doing photos and videos without a true professional will make a negative first impression. The solution: spend the money. We never think about the money we are spending when we have a listing. It is not uncommon for us to spend $5,500 or more on photos, drone videos, and 3D immersive tours, regardless of the list price of the home. Sometimes we'll be at a home for multiple days, for more than 10 hours, just to make sure that the photos and videos are perfect. Number five, not spending the time to get the home properly prepared and staged before photos and videos. Almost all real estate agents are so worried about the average days their listing is on the market before it has an offer accepted, they speed up the process to get the home online. The majority of the time, the home isn't ready to be shown or photo ready. A seller only has one chance to make a first impression on buyers that have many choices to select from. The solution: don't be in such a rush to get the home on the market. If more time is spent upfront getting the home staged, personal photos removed, and decluttered, a great first impression will be made. And many times the home will be on the market much less time than if it wasn't done. Number six, hiring someone you know without interviewing other agents to see who is most qualified. More than 90% of all realtors do the same thing: put up a for sale sign, enter the home on the MLS, promote the home on a bunch of websites, hold an open house, advertise ineffectively on social media, and make a brochure for the home. As home inventories increase, doing only these things will most probably not get the home sold. If the seller is lucky enough to sell the home using these basic techniques, the length of time for the sale will usually be much longer, and the amount netted for the seller will be less. The solution: interview real estate agents. Until an agent is found that has an effective marketing plan of action with a proven track record and many testimonials from satisfied clients. If you're listening to this on a podcast, make sure to contact us and we will send you our team's marketing plan of action, track record, and numerous testimonials. Number seven, not having the right network of buyers and agents that sell homes in your area. The average agent will email blast every client and every realtor on his or her list on every listing they have for sale. It may sound like a good idea, but it is the worst idea. Almost always, there are many people on an email list that aren't interested in the email. They will look at your email as spam. They could live in a different area, aren't interested in the email topic, or for numerous other reasons. When people see emails from a sender that they aren't interested in, they will often ignore the rest of the emails sent over time, even those they would have been interested in. If enough spam reports are communicated by those receiving the emails, that sender can be blacklisted, which means that their emails will go directly to the spam folder. The solution: categorize the recipients that receive an email. For example, a person could be tagged as a buyer looking to purchase in Miami Beach or a realtor who sells homes in Key Biscayne. If the realtor has a new listing in Orlando, it won't make sense to email the agent in Key Biscayne. Sending smaller email campaigns, also known as bursts, to relevant groups will substantially increase the open rates and cause the emails to have a much lower chance of going to a spam folder. A much better way to do it is for the agents to personally call or text all the buyers and agents individually to let them know about something they are probably interested in. One of the things that we can all probably relate to is the following: getting an email that seems to be a personalized email that is actually being sent to a group of people. Gmail will ask the person if he wants to unsubscribe from the sender. The email sender obviously fools no one when the recipient sees that the personalized message isn't very personal at all. Obviously, it's a very ineffective way to communicate. The seller interviewing the realtor should also ensure that that agent knows many real estate agents and clients to help get the home sold. We have personal relationships with buyers and agents in all areas of the United States and 57 countries. Number 8, not using emotional video and photography. The average agent is incredibly cheap when it comes to spending money on marketing. Many will take the photos themselves on their iPhones or Android cameras. If they happen to do a video, they will usually do it on their own, do it as a slideshow with still photos, or hire a subpar videographer. As mentioned earlier in this article, a seller only has one chance to make a great first impression. Doing photos and videos without a true professional will make a negative first impression. The solution: spend the money. We never think about the money we are spending when we have a listing. It is not uncommon for us to spend $5,500 or more on photos, drone videos, and 3D immersive tours, regardless of the list price of the home. Sometimes we'll be at a home for multiple days, for more than 10 hours, just to make sure that the photos and videos are perfect.